You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Friday. Welcome to the end of the traditional work week.
Yes.
Steve Miggs, I think you know this. I typically on the way to work, since my husband and I have the same commute, we'll like call each other and just kind of chat about things and catch up. And he said something to me this morning.
Wait, you guys are on the phone?
Yeah.
This early in the morning? If my wife calls me, I send it straight to voicemail. No, but actually, if my wife calls me, my heart sinks.
You're like, there's an emergency.
She is so much like me. It sounds like you guys are perfect for each other. Same on this end, because neither one of us ever want to be on the phone. Typically, when one calls the other, the response is, what do you want?
Like, why aren't you texting me?
But calling that early in the morning just seems bonkers to me.
It's, you know, it's a little like kind of like wake up time. And this morning
it's adorable. Don't get me wrong. It's adorable.
Okay, well, speaking of adorable. I was like, can you believe Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson might have like something going on?
This is the conversation you two are having?
This is the conversation I was having. And Brad was like,
Brad being like, uh-huh.
He goes, I don't care about that at all. Like, I don't think about that at all. And I go, are you kidding me? Have you not seen the pictures? They're like two smitten kittens. I'm just really excited about it. I'm really happy for them. And he goes, I think they're just two actors trying to sell a movie.
Oh, I love his way of thinking. He's a conspiracy theorist.
I felt like someone punched me in the stomach. I felt like the wind was knocked out of me. I was devastated by his reaction to my enthusiasm.
Brad Stoner brain just wrecked you, and I love every second of this. That is so great. He might be right. I never even thought of it from that perspective, but what if?
I didn't think that either.
Because everybody's talking about it. The movie comes out today. What if once this movie is done, and however successful it is, whatever, but they've moved on, they never talk again.
Honestly, it had not even crossed my mind until he said that, and then it took the wind out of my sail, and I don't know what to believe anymore. So when I first got in here this morning, the first thing I did was watch a couple videos of them on the red carpet again, just to see if I could tell, are they acting or is it real?
So what did you get out of this?
I'm still holding out hope that it's real, Steve.
I hope it's not now. I love that that's what your husband just said to you. That is just like, he's just like, I don't want to talk about this. They're just a couple of celebrities just hamming it up for TV and for movies.
You know what? I don't want to talk about it anymore either. I would rather do the Daily Mix download.
Fine.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's National Spider-Man Day.
Okay.
So I want to see how well you know of Spider-Man.
Well,
I have a couple,
well,
couple of true false questions, see if you can figure this out. Did you know that in addition to Spider-Man, there is also a superhero by the name of Spider-Ham?
I'm going to say that's not true.
Wrong.
What?
Yes, and I used to have the comic books featuring Peter Porker.
Stop.
It's not an adult thing.
It's not an actual
pig that dresses as Spider-Man, and it's a pig character. It's got spider powers. Somehow it's still going on. But I thought it was awesome when I was a kid.
Wow. What kind of stoner created that character?
Your husband.
Probably.
All right, how about this one? He once turned Spider-Man, not Spider-Ham. He once turned into a giant spider and gave birth to himself.
I guess it's a weird world. Sure, it's true.
Yes. Yeah! Might be one of the strangest Spider-Man storylines ever. This happened back in like 2005. And it was a comic book called The Other. Evolve or Die, where he's killed off. It looks like he's dead, but instead of staying dead, because they realize, well, Spider-Man is quite the monster of a comic book series, he spins a giant spider cocoon in the sewers. Hopefully none of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came by, and undergoes a bizarre metamorphosis.
Wow, that is really reaching.
I mean, I hope they never turn that one into a movie.
No!
Maybe they're going to turn the Seattle Mariners season into a movie because last night, well, I mean, everyone's talking about the trades. Of course, you know, got the excitement of getting Josh Naylor, the return of Gino Suarez. But last night, Cal Raleigh, big dumper, reminded everybody why he is the man.
Now a fly ball. This carries back. It keeps carrying back.
Awesome. By number 42 for him, the Mariners beat the Texas Rangers, who they're, you know, competing for a wild card spot.
Yeah.
6-0.
Ooh.
Great game by George Kirby. Also, Gino Suarez came back, had a double. The place was giving him a standing ovation. It was really cool to see him back with the team.
You didn't even mention who threw out the first pitch, though.
Oh, it was the guy who married you.
It was. Joel McHale threw out the first pitch last time. He looked very handsome.
I instantly thought of you when I saw that. I was like, oh, he married my friend Taryn, yes, and our stoner husband Brad.
He does not remember, I'm sure.
I'm sure he doesn't. Also, let's talk a little bit about Gino Suarez real quick.
Yeah, of course.
To get everybody excited about what is like the next 50-something games of the season. When he found out he was coming back to the Mariners, he did a press conference right before the game and had this to say.
It feels great, you know. It's something that is very special for me because they not forget me. They know how they see it important to me, and everything that I did for 2 years here in Seattle is a lot, you know. And now came back and do the same or more for this team and this city that really deserve it. The championship, that's my goal. You know, I came here not to be a superhero or anything like that. My goal is win, keep doing my best, and keep win games and give the championship to the Seattle Mariners.
How do you not get fired up when you hear something like that?
That is our guy right there.
Right?
That is awesome.
Last time he was with the team, that was when they made that nice little run in the playoffs.
I can feel it in my bones, Steve.
I've never been this excited to be a Mariners fan. It's been a very long time since I've been this excited to be a Mariners
fan.
True
story.
Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be a little chilly out today. 79 degrees, a nice sunny day. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
We've all been talking about what's going on with Mama Migs. Migs is officially into a senior living home.
Yes, and even yesterday we got a voice message from a fine rockaholic who had this to ask.
Hey, so are we going to hear from Steve's mom about all the sex she's having over at the senior living facility?
No, we're not going to hear about all the sex she's having.
Well, we are going to try to get your mom on the phone to see exactly how senior life is treating her thus far.
Yeah,
and find out if maybe she's getting down.
She agreed she could chat this morning.
We're going to chat with Mama Migs at 6:20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Steve Miggs, we got a very exciting life update earlier this week that Mama Miggs is now living in a new place, and we wanted to get a little window into the world of what's going on inside.
Now, yeah, we were excited to share the news, and then the Rockaholic started texting and calling him saying, hey, just be warned, crazy stuff happens at senior living facilities, so we figured, oh, we should check in with my mom early into her stay at the senior living facility. That way we could give her a little bit of like, a, hey, a heads up. Don't get crazy.
We've got Mama Miggs on the phone.
I think we do. Mom.
Hello, honey. How you doing there?
Doing good. You sound like you're doing good.
Thank God. I'm doing better. I'm walking a little bit better. That's what's getting me crazy, you know, that I don't have the balance that I would like to have.
That'll come with
you know,
time.
I have to walk up. It'll come back. It'll come back.
I'm here with my friends, Taryn Daly and Danny, and we were just hoping to check up on you because now you're living in a new place.
Yeah, it's not a nursing home. It's a,
no,
it's
senior
it's
living.
It's nicer than a nursing home. You get your own kitchen, your own bathroom, your own living room. It's not like that I'm sick that I have to be in a hospital.
Right, right.
You know, your own apartment, let's put it that way. And then they feed you like I just came back from having lunch.
Oh, what'd you have?
Today I just had an egg sandwich, but they have tuna fish. They have, like, today they had, like, a chicken dinner. You know, they have just sandwiches, depending on what you want. I didn't want those. You know, I can't eat all this breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So, Mama Miggs, I'm assuming that you've been able to meet some of the neighbors, get to know some of the folks living there as well. Have you made a couple new friends?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I was sitting with them downstairs. We were watching whatever was on, and then, you know, we finished eating our lunch.
Are any of the folks that you've been meeting like party animals or troublemakers?
No. Listen, they're not that. Some of them are 70, some of them are 80. You know, they're not going to be making any trouble at all.
It's a good question to ask because, like, when we meant we were talking about it, and we had some listeners that said, "Hey, just tell your mom that look out because some of the people that go to the senior living facilities, they tend to party. They're a little bit more reckless. They're a little bit more crazy." And I was like, "I don't think my mom's going to roll in with that kind of crowd."
No. And not only that, it depends on who's running the place. But there are places like that. They're right. There are some places, and they make, you know, trouble. They dance and do this and that.
No, yeah, we heard stories like somewhere, like, people are, like, dating and just getting a little bit, like, you know, they're acting like they're high schoolers again.
No, not any of those. But yeah, it's very nice that they have, like, you know, a social with other people to talk to. Well, you know, sing along with something. No, they try to make it active that you're not, like, you know, just sitting there looking at each other.
And so you did get to play bingo, and you said that you did have one complaint about bingo, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, because they don't, this place here, they don't charge bingo. They don't, like, make you bet on bingo.
Oh, we got to get you out of there right away, Mama.
Yeah, we got to make money.
Yeah, I know. But, and like I said, they were all very nice. I have no complaints. Some people don't want to be with other people, but, you know, I don't stay down there all day. But I like a little change. You know, Mommy likes to talk to people anyway.
Mama Miggs, you sound like you are in great hands. You sound like you are learning a lot. You sound strong, and we're excited for you. And I hope we get to catch up and get some more info on the new place.
Okay, I will.
Please stay away from any of the troublemakers and the problems.
Oh, I stay.
And the bad boys.
We don't need any problems.
No. Greg will have a fit.
Well, Mama Miggs,
to take care of them.
We love you so much, and we're so happy to catch up with you. And, we look forward to catching up again real soon.
Same here. You just have a good day. Now, how's the weather?
Oh, the weather's good. It's been real hot. 80 degrees, sunny.
Too.
Yeah.
Yes, you too. It's been very hot. Okay, I'll talk to you guys soon. I'm so happy.
Okay, I'll call you later.
Love you, Mama.
We love you.
love you too. Okay, bye-bye, honey. Bye.
Bye.
I love your mom so much. I want to go meet up for one of them chicken dinners.
They do sound delicious.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, we got to give some big love to everybody who threw down yesterday on Kicks for Kids Day.
What a great day yesterday. From our show to Ryan Castle to the Men's Room, the Rockaholics all stepped up huge and we busted out. We broke our goal. We beat our goal.
With the donation from the Washington St. Council of Firefighters, we are like $200 away from hitting $30,000. And our goal was $20,000. So we just want to say thank you so much. Also, the folks that donated $169 yesterday.
That was
we
awesome.
We ended up putting together a little playlist for you that you can check out on our social media. If you follow KISW or The Daily Mig Show, you can see all of the zany songs that you guys decided you wanted to hear yesterday on Kicks for Kids Day.
It was a great time. Thanks again. And you can still donate. KSW.com.
There's a website called Radio X, and they did this article highlighting rock bands' sophomore albums.
Oh, the follow-up. You have your whole life to write that first record. But then you got to crank out that second album in a couple of years.
And there are some classic rock albums that just, their second album was just better. It was just more impressive. So they say great debuts are hard to follow up. In this case, they nailed it. They knocked it out of the park. And these are some of the examples.
Generals gathered in their masses.
I feel like Ozzy will be in the universe forever. To say, it seems like everything we come across is always like an Ozzy story, but I 1,000% agree.
This is definitely
this is the Paranoid record.
Yes.
Yes. Got other songs like Planet Caravan on it, Iron Man. Alice in Chains covered Fairies Wear Boots, and of course this song, War Pigs, which I think this song alone makes this album just a phenomenal release.
Oh, absolutely.
So I came across a couple of the other ones that they put on. A lot of them are like more lean towards like the older classic rock, but they did have a couple of ones I think that would be fun for us to chat about. I want to see if you agree if this is the better record when it comes to first album versus second album.
Kill 'em All?
Well, Kill 'Em All is the debut.
Was the debut, and then Ride the Lightning this was number two.
Yes, For Whom the Bell Tolls is on Ride the Lightning. Also on this record, Fade to Black, which is one of my favorite Metallica songs.
This is a good call.
Creeping Death. Oh, yeah. I don't know, man, though. I think I might lean a little bit towards the first record.
Sure.
But it's like the first four Metallica albums, I argue in my brain all the time on which one I think is the best.
They're all brilliant.
Because they're all so great. Okay, here's another one, which I never even realized or considered this one to be the sophomore release, because it's kind of like half live record, half EP, but...
Said woman, take it slow, it'll work.
So it was Appetite was first.
Yes.
And then it was it Use Your Illusion 1 and 2?
Well, many would think, but this website put Lies, which is the acoustic record, and then it has a bunch of like live songs that they released before Appetite for Destruction.
Oh, interesting.
And that has Patience and also has one of my favorite Guns N' Roses songs.
I used to love her, but I had to kill her.
Isn't this about a dog, though?
I don't even know.
I think it might
be. Whatever it is, it's morbid.
Yeah. Still a great song, though. So what would you say if you had to put together something?
I mean, I feel like System of a Down Toxicity was just a monster second album.
A great follow-up.
And I love the first one.
Wait, you know the whisper line?
Yeah.
I don't.
Had the scars to fade away the shake-up?
Okay. Yeah, the first record had like Sugar.
Sugar and Spiders? Oh, so good. But Toxicity was just, I mean, it had Aerials on it. It had a what else? Well, obviously the title track, Toxicity. Yep. It's a great album. What about you?
For me, I go back and forth. Part of me was leaning a little bit towards Stone Temple Pilots' Purple. But then I was like, man, Core, you can't compete with that. And same with this record, man. I'm going back and forth if I think their first record is better than their second record. But I have to go with my boys in Pearl Jam. I mean, you got Rearview Mirror. Elderly woman, daughter.
I think your
animals.
Opinion is probably an unpopular opinion, but I totally see where your head's at with this one.
It's kind of like Metallica. I go back and forth with those records.
Oh, absolutely. 10 gets all the credit, though. You know, it always does.
We were talking about this before we went on the air, and I think we did find one record that we both see eye to eye on.
Oh,
Smashing Pumpkins, Siamese Dream.
And it was Gish was the debut.
Which is so freaking good.
Such a good one.
Because it's got Rhinoceros on it. Freaking love that record. But this has got Today, Cherub Rock, Mayonnaise.
Oh, I love Mayonnaise. I mean, not the actual condiment, just
no,
the song.
You don't like things white and creamy in
no,
your mouth.
No, I do not at
But
all.
Smashing Pumpkins, you're all for it.
All for that.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try to beat Steve this morning? He has a record of 255 wins, 80 losses, and 63 ties so far in 2025. If you'd like to play, call 206-803-ROCK, and we're going to do Beat Migs at 650.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.